basically stop paying Social Security for PERS employees, and as was the agreement.
Some public employees are getting their retirement investments returned to them early in checks as big as $22,000 because of a Social Security error. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news after this. Governor Sean Parnell and newly elected Yukon Premier Darryl Pazlowski met Tuesday to discuss renewal of the Alaska-Yukon Intergovernmental Relations Accord, established more than a decade ago. But the two also reviewed the progress of the Skagway port expansion. The governor visited Skagway last year to sign a bill that gave the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority the ability to bond up to $65 million to expand the Skagway ore terminal, which shipped about $200 million worth of Yukon copper ore to Pacific Rim markets in 2011. Premier Pazlowski said of the meeting, quote, "We have a 1,200-kilometer border with many links and share many common interests. Our work here today will serve Yukoners and Alaskans well." The accord is an agreement that provides for regular exchange of information and cooperation between Alaska and Yukon in tourism, transportation, trade and commerce, resource development, climate change, wildlife management, economic development, and infrastructure. The municipalities of Skagway and Haines also maintain communications between their borough governments and Yukon authorities. A delegation of Haines officials met with industry and government leaders in Whitehorse late last year. Checks totaling $380,000 will be going out to Haines-Borough School District employees past and present after the district determined that too much Social Security was withheld from non-teacher paychecks for several years. The district's been working with lawyers to put a sum to the Social Security mistake that dates back to 2002.
We've been, you know, trying to figure it out as it's something that, you know, initially began with the consolidation of the borough and the city.
Michael Beyer is the school district superintendent. The office first learned about the discrepancy 2 years ago and has been aiming towards this resolution since.
I didn't find out about it until, you know, we were told by Retirement Benefits, who were doing an audit in late 2009, early 2010, that we needed to basically stop paying Social Security for PERS employees, and as was the agreement back when the school district was part of the borough, the third-class borough.
The changes affect only school employees that were enrolled in the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS, from 2008 to 2010, current PERS employees and retired teachers. Other teachers and substitute teachers use a separate retirement system and are not affected. Each of the involved individuals received a letter explaining the reimbursement earlier this month.
Just those employees who have worked after that date, and that would include all current and retired and those who quit.
That happens to be 75 former and current Haines workers, which will each be receiving checks totaling as little as $6 or as much as $22,000. Retired maintenance supervisor Dwight Nash is one of them.
As I understand it now, the monies that the district withheld from me will come back to me in a lump sum check. And when the Social Security system returns the money that the district provided in my behalf, they will count that as a earnings for me with taxable deductions and so forth. So I'll be issued two checks.
That's one check for withholding the employees already paid taxes on, and another they'll be responsible for paying taxes on if they don't reinvest in another retirement plan. Beyer says the school is not pursuing another agreement with Social Security.
We were basically told by our lawyer that it'd probably be best if we just went, you know, with the interpretation that the state had, that we existed as an entity of the borough, and since we were an entity of the borough, and the borough doesn't pay Social Security for their PERS employees, they do SBS, that we should go that route, and that means that they told us that we would have to go back to 2008 and to just refund the portion of the monies that were paid by the employee And then we're going to also refund the contributory part that was paid by the district.
But the school is looking into the Supplemental Benefit System, or SBS, the state-run retirement program that the borough uses. It would be a retirement benefits program in addition to PERS that employees can contribute to. A representative from the program is expected to be at the school Wednesday with more information on the program.
We just want them to know what that looks like, what their options are, you know, with that program. And how that looks. And we also want to know whether they could roll over any of their money that they had contributed to Social Security into that program. What rollover options might there be? You know, and that's why we have a counselor, an SBS counselor coming.
The Haines School currently employs 26 certificated teachers, 3 administrators, and 34 full-time and part-time classified employees. For more information on SBS, go to the State Retirement Benefits website. Haines School had a lot of kids in it last weekend, more than usual, with high school students from Whitehorse, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Craig, Sitka, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Mount Edgecombe in town to debate, act, play basketball, and swim. The girls then matched up with Craig Panthers girls, who traveled to the Chilkat Valley for a round of conference games. The varsity games must have been a challenge to call, with 2 sets of identical twins running the court, one set from Craig and the other from Haines. Glacier Bears won 55-46 Friday and lost to Craig 55-61 on Saturday. Hannah Wing brought in the bulk of the points for the home team, 19 on Friday and 29 on Saturday. That topped Craig's high scorer, Melissa Castle, who's already signed with the University of Alaska Anchorage basketball team. The girls travel to Metlakatla this weekend to play the Mischiefs with 9 varsity players. Those games will air on KHNS Friday and Saturday, February 3rd and 4th. Haines boys were in Craig on Prince of Wales Island last weekend. They faced the Panthers on Friday, winning 65-58. JV Bears also racked up a win Friday, 49-41. Saturday night, Craig got a hold of Haines early on, keeping the lead from the first quarter on, finally taking the close win, 68-65. Metlakatla Chiefs are in Haines to play the Glacier Bears boys at home Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th. The Skagway Panthers did not have games last weekend, but face Cake at home February 3rd. Haines hosted the penultimate debate and drama tournament for Southeast students last weekend. The 6 teams that amassed at Haines School have only one more chance to compete in Alaska this year at the state tournament in 2 weeks. The Haines meet means a lot to the students preparing for state, but it also means something to the 80 or so amateur judges that volunteer to help rate the performances.
Which is, of course, remarkable for a town this size,
says Haines DDF coach Gershon Cohen.
The support of the community for DDF has been there for many, many years. And I'm glad to say continues.
This year, Bigfoot donated the bus and driver for transportation. Mountain Market and townspeople stocked the break room, and the Chilkat Center for the first time hosted the Encore Command performances at the end of the tournament.
A completely different experience. You know, I mean, you're talking about being in the elementary gym with everybody up in the bleachers with sound bouncing all over the place, as opposed to being in a theater where you've got 200 people sitting in front of you in comfortable seats, and you're up there with lights on you on a stage in a room with great acoustics. I mean, these kids are performers. That's why they're there. Who wouldn't want to be on a stage, right? So to have it at the Chilkat Center was just great.
Friday and Saturday, during competition, local judges watched and rated acting performances, creative interpretations of literature, and heated political debates among some of Southeast's talented students and kids they knew from town.
Team did very well and is actually on a really good path as we get ready for state in 2 weeks. In oration, Patrick Henderson took first. Again, he's done that several tournaments now. Eli White took third, and Eli had the command. For a very moving speech that Eli wrote about the use of slurs in high school, specifically with the using slurs about homosexuals and the impact that has on people. And I got a standing ovation for that, which was really sweet.
Haines Readers Theater, a performance based on Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, won its category and was requested to be part of the Encore show on Saturday. Tia Haywood and Cassie Galasso tied for first in duet acting. Haines took third and fourth in extemporaneous speaking, third and fourth in dramatic interpretation of literature, fourth and eighth in duo interpretation, and third and sixth in solo acting. In debate, Haines took the biggest title they could, even with one of their judges being a coach from another school.
I'm very happy to say we won debate. Brennan Woodermore and Royal Henderson went 6-0 in the preliminary rounds and then took a 2-1 decision against Sitka in the final.
The next meet is the state meet in Anchorage. Unlike many other teams in the region, which have upwards of 50 students on their DDF teams, Haynes is allowed to bring all of its teammates to Anchorage, if they can afford it. Plane tickets alone are $527 a student.
We have a big fundraiser coming up this Thursday, the dessert auction that we do every year, where people from all over the community donate fantastic desserts that we sell for ridiculous amounts of money for before Valentine's Day. And I hope everybody shows up for that and shows their support for the team. We will be doing some performances that night. We'll have some of our pieces that we're going to do at State will be performed at the auction.
The local kids will face teams from all over the state in Anchorage, including the biggest 4A schools in Alaska, in mid-February.
I'm expecting us to do pretty well. You know, we only have a few seniors leaving, and we only have a few seniors on the team, so a lot of our kids are still very much up and coming. A lot of strong freshmen and sophomores on the team, and you never know. You know, I mean, the schools are very competitive. The tournament is very competitive. There'll be anywhere from 16 to maybe 18 high schools there from around the state. And a lot of the kids take it very, very seriously. And so you have to work pretty hard and have some of the luck of the draw.
The Drama Debate and Forensics Dessert Auction and Show fundraiser is in the Haynes School Commons this Thursday night, February 2nd at 7 p.m. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.